We're going to turn to the Lord now with our prayers for ourselves and for others, and there is a response which you'll find on the order of service. God of all the earth, we thank you for your world, the small blue planet we live on. We thank you, we ask for the grace to look after it as your creation, given to us in trust to provide for all our needs. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God who provides for all our needs, we pray for all peoples across the globe who are thirsty, who don't have safe, clean water to drink. We pray for the needs of those who are living in drought conditions, unable to grow crops to feed their families in places like India and Zambia. And we pray for all those who are working to change the situation in governments and for charities like Oxfam and WaterAid. And we ask for the grace to work towards a world where everyone has access to the basics of life and the grace to be generous with what we have. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of surprises, we pray too for those who don't have the living water of Jesus Christ in their lives, who are weary and thirsty for change, who have lost hope and direction. We pray for the wind of your Spirit to touch them so that they might be able to grow and heal and flourish into new and refreshing life. And we pray too for ourselves when we resist or ignore your word in our lives, calling us to new and fuller ways of living. Give us the grace to always respond to the Spirit's prompting in our lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus Christ, head of the church, we pray for our minister John and for his ministry here. And we thank you for his care for this congregation and his leadership here in St. Mungo's, and pray for good health, energy, and enthusiasm for him in his service to you. We remember too all the elders and other leaders who work hard to lead and look after the church family here, and we pray for the work of this congregation in bringing your message to the community they serve. Guide and lead them in all they do. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of healing, we pray for all those people whose lives have been directly affected by the coronavirus. We pray for your comfort for the families of all those who have died, for healing for those who are ill, and comfort for all those who are in quarantine. Protect those who are vulnerable because of their age or medical condition, and keep us all calm in the face of uncertainty. We pray for the skill and safety of those medical personnel who are fighting to heal people, and pray that a vaccine may soon be found. Give us the grace to put our faith in you, no matter what the future brings. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of compassion, we remember those known to us who are suffering in any other way, who are sick at home or in hospital, who are bereaved, who are in any kind of need, and those who are worried and anxious about the future. Let us always keep the needs of others in our minds, and we name those for whom we carry a burden in our hearts in this moment of silence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask all these things through the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and in the power of his Holy Spirit. Amen.